The organization representing Illinois cities is pushing for legislation to consolidate hundreds of police and fire pension funds. The Illinois Municipal League says the change would save money and be less bureaucratic, pointing to the success of the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund. That's the pension fund for city employees who are not cops or firefighters. GLT's Ryan Denham asks the president of Bloomington and Normal Police Pension Funds what they think of the idea. Mark Cotty is a retired Normal cop. Paul Swanland is a detective in Bloomington. Cotty says he doesn't want to lose local control.
I don't think it's a good idea at all, and for a lot of different reasons. It sounds good perhaps in theory, but in a practical nature, it creates some real issues. There's going to be a huge cost for all the funds to divest themselves. One study that was actually done for the Municipal League say that back in 2012, it'd be a $100 million cost just to liquidate funds and then for this consolidation. So that's one issue that I clearly have that causes a problem. And the other, you lose local control over funds. And I think that local municipalities, local boards have more of a feel about how they want to invest and how they want to put their monies and make those types of decisions. And it would disrupt the funds. It would take, I think one estimate I read was 11 years for this to even begin to break even. So on paper, it sounds good, but there's a practical nature to it, and it's very costly.
Paul, what do you think of this idea generally?
You know, back in 08 and 09 when we had that huge collapse and the stock market was doing terrible, everybody was losing money. And I think it took most funds on average about 7 or 8 years to recoup from that loss. So we're talking about something we're going to do to ourselves. You know, it's like a self-inflicted loss. It's going to take even longer nowadays, because that study that he's referencing was done in 2012. So that's in 2012's numbers and assets and everything, looking at it back then.
There are 653 police and fire pension funds outside of Chicago at this point. Each one has its own board, making decisions to protect and grow its assets, looking out for other members and retirees. So, Paul, you serve as president of the Bloomington Police Pension Board. So what does that board actually do? What is your charge?
So the board is made up, it's a five-member board. Two of the members are active officers who are elected by the active officers on the department. There's one retired officer who's elected by the retired officers from that department, and then two other people who are appointed by the mayor. The decisions that we're tasked with making are how the money's invested. That's a huge decision, and we get a lot of it. We have investment advisors that give us advice and give us direction of where we want to go for long-term sustainability and growth, and then answering questions that come up amongst active officers throughout their career, answering questions with retirees if they have issues or problems. The local boards are also responsible for disability hearings, sitting in on disability hearings if we have an officer that gets injured, either on or off duty, and is not able to work. We decide on that issue. And then just like day-to-day operations, paying bills. There's various bills that are associated with a fund, especially when you get to a fund that's larger in size, like Bloomington and Normal. You know, Bloomington has accountants that work to keep the book straight, and actuaries that work for us, making sure that we're following the statutes and the guidelines put out by the Illinois Department of Insurance.
For taxpayers, these police and fire pensions are a big deal. I mean, for their city portion of a person's property tax bill, it's about a third of it generally. Normal just raised taxes this year to cover police and fire pensions. So, Mark, can you talk about, you've been doing this a long time. You've been on your board for quite some time. Do you view this job as a pretty big responsibility, given what's at stake, not just for taxpayers, but for your members, your retirees?
Yes, I do. It is. It's a huge responsibility, and it's one that all the board members take very seriously. And we continually go to training, by the way. There is 16 hours mandated training, 32 hours initially when you come on, so you understand how to investment language, investment strategies, and everything else like that. So it is a huge responsibility. And as a board, you know, our task is very clear that we are fiduciaries of the money. So our main concern is the protection and growth of the fund, because the five-member board has exclusive control over that money, exclusive. And that's good, but it also creates a huge responsibility when we're, for all the millions of dollars that are in our fund. We're over a little over $30 million in our fund. Now, with that being said, and we try to balance that with knowing that whenever we make investment decisions, that we want to look at the very long term. We don't make risky investment decisions, and that's why we use an investment advisor. And that also we're very strategic. A couple members on our board, one is an attorney appointed by the mayor that works in finance, and the other is a retired person from Country Financial that ran their defined benefit plan. So we have the knowledge and the basis to do it, and we take it very seriously, knowing that the taxpayers are paying for this.
Generally, how good or bad a job have the cities of Bloomington and the town of Normal done in terms of making their contributions into the police and fire pensions?
They've done a really good job. I mean, there's no complaints, at least from where I sit. Bloomington has passed a similar ordinance to what Normal has about making sure that they want to be 100% funded by that 2041 versus 90% that the state's requiring. I have to commend the city council and the mayor and all the people in the local government that work to set that goal. It's a very lofty goal, but it's an important one. And they realize that they can't kick that can down the road to future council members, to future leaders, that they have to take responsibility for it now. It might hurt. It might be a lot of money now, but down the road, in the long run, their contributions will go down. It will be less money that they'll be required to put into the fund, and it will get better down the road.
That's Paul Swanland, president of the Bloomington Police Pension Fund, and Mark Cotty, president of the Normal Police Pension Fund. I'm Ryan Denham.
Republican State Senator Pamela Althoff has proposed 5 bills in Springfield that would achieve various degrees of pension fund consolidation. The plan is also backed by the nonpartisan Civic Federation.